Hello, friends. Welcome to lesson 13. Amber comes over to bake cookies. Okay. In the previous episode, I read the whole text for you guys. And in this episode, we're gonna consider new idioms that I learned in a few days. So let's get started. In this lesson, I learned two 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, 16 new idioms. And so let's get the ball rolling. It means so let's get started. Okay, the first idiom is all the rage. All the rage. All the rage means the latest style or popular right now. Okay, as always, I wanna... tell my sentence. Okay, I say wearing scarf is all the rage in this season. Wearing scarf is all the rage in this season. It means it is popular. Okay, is popular. Is all the rage means is popular. Great. The next one is call it a night. We also have call it a day. Call it a day means to stop an activity for the rest of the day. But call it a night means to stop an activity for the rest of the night. Okay? Call it a day, call it a night. Okay? I say, don't you want to call it a night and go to bed? It's 2 a.m. Don't you want to call it a night and go to bed? It's 2 a.m. Okay. The next one is feel free. Feel free means go ahead and do something. Don't hesitate to do something. Okay, feel free. Be comfortable to say anything you want. I say, feel free to ask any question you have. I am at your service. Great. The next one is get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get out of the way means to move out of the way or to stop interfering with someone's plans or activities. Okay? I say get out of the way in my plans. You're just an accountant. Okay, for example, in our company, we have an accountant and she is so nosy and interferes or intervenes in our plans, and we say get out of the way in my plans. You're just an accountant. Yeah. The next one is in good hands. In good hands means in good and competent care, okay? I say your child is in good hands while you're at work. Your child is in good hands while you're at work. You are at work. The next one is no one's stuff. No one's stuff means to have an expertise in a field, to have a skill or expertise, okay, in a field. For example, if someone is proficient or skillful, we say he or she knows her stuff or his stuff. I say he's a good football player. He really knows his stuff. He really knows his stuff. Okay. I took a break and I came back. Okay, the next one is lend a hand. Lend a hand means to help, to pitch in. Okay, I say my brother lent me a hand in replacing dinner table. My brother lent me a hand. It means he helped me. He lent me a hand in replacing dinner table. The next one is lose one's touch. And the next one of this idiom is out of practice. To be out of practice. You know, these two idioms are similar to each other in terms of meaning. And they mean no longer be able to do something well. Okay? Lose one's touch. No longer be able to do something well. And also out of practice. My sentence is, I used to work very effectively, but nowadays I feel I've lost my touch. I feel I have lost my touch. It means I can't do my work very well. Okay? I have lost my touch. Great. The next one, as I told you, is out of practice, and it also means no longer be able to do something well. But in this section, the book has written no longer good at doing something, okay? These two meanings are the same, okay? They don't have many differences. Yeah, out of practice. I used to cook food. I think I'm a bit out of practice. I used to cook food. I think I'm a bit out of practice. Okay? Great. The next one is pick up. Pick up has many meanings. For example, pick something up or take something from floor. And to buy something, to clean up, to retrieve someone. But in this section, pick up means to learn something or to acquire something, okay, to accomplish something. I say, I watch courses in order to pick up a thing that will help me thrive, okay? Thrive means to progress, to improve, okay? I watch courses in order to pick up, to learn a thing that will help me thrive. Great. The next one is sweet tooth. Sweet tooth. It means an enjoyment of sugary foods. For example, we say, yeah, someone is so, someone has sweet tooth. It means he or she is fond of sugary foods, okay, or interested in sugary foods. My sentence is, I love honey and sweet things. I love honey and sweet things because I've got a sweet tooth. Okay, because I have got a sweet tooth. Great. The next one is take a break. Take a break means to stop and rest from an activity. Okay. I say I'm tired of doing everything. I recently hired an assistant to. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness sake. I read the next idiom sentence. Excuse me. Let me read the correct one. Take a break. Some people, such as Tony Robbins, say work your fingers to the bone without taking a break. Some people, such as Tony Robbins, say work your fingers to the bone. It means work very hard, work like a dog, work like a horse, work your tail off, okay? It is an idiom, yeah. Say work your fingers to the bone without taking a break, okay? It means constantly work, 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 work. Yeah. The next one is takeover. Takeover means to assume control, to take control of something. I say, I'm tired of doing everything. I recently hired an assistant to take over some tasks, okay? To take over some tasks. Great. The next one is too many cooks spoil the broth. Too many cooks spoil the broth. It means too many people involved in an activity can ruin it, okay? You definitely have heard, you have definitely heard this idiom, too many cooks spoil the broth. And yeah, my sentence is you shouldn't pitch in, you shouldn't help, or you shouldn't lend a hand, okay? You shouldn't pitch in because too many cooks spoil the broth. Great. The next one is tricks of the trade. Tricks of the trade. It means clever shortcuts gained by experience, okay? I ask my English teacher, I asked my English teacher to teach me some tricks of the trade. He really knows his stuff. Okay? I asked my English teacher to teach me some tricks of the trade. Okay? He really knows his stuff. Okay? It means he's so proficient in or at his work. The final idiom is work one's tail off. Work one's tail off. It means to work very hard. This idiom has other three synonyms. The first one is work like a dog. The next one is to work like a horse. The next one is to work your fingers to the bone. Okay, so work like a dog, work like a horse, work your fingers to the bone. Okay, and work one's tail off means to work very hard. Okay, you've been working your tail off all day. It's time you called it a night. It's time you called it a night. Okay, you've been working. You have been working your tail off all day. It's time you called it a night. Okay, it means to stop that work. Stop doing that work. Yeah, that's it. Work one's tail off. Tricks of the trade. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Take over. Take a break. Sweet tooth. Pick up. To be out of practice. Lose one's touch. Lend a hand. Know one's stuff. To be in good hands. Get out of the way. Feel free. Call it a night. And all the rage. These are 16 new idioms that I learned in this lesson. And, you know, this book is so practical, and I really, really love this book. And to be honest, I can't believe that I have reached to lesson 14. The next lesson I wanna read is lesson 14. And to be honest, I can't believe it, you know, the time passes so quickly, like clouds. And yeah, that's it. Lesson 13. And yeah, that's it. I don't have anything else. And I hope this lesson and these idioms are useful for you. Thanks for listening. And bye for now.